everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I will link to my guest Cassandra Anderson's website, which is morphcity.com, under the tab on mine entitled podcast. Where can they find this little Liberty kit you just described before we went to that quick break, Cassandra?
Well, I published it on Activist Post because I don't know how to make PDFs. And I like the guys at Activist Post. I think it's a good website. But all they have to do is just Google Liberty Action Kit, and it will come up. And then they can you know, click on that, read it, make PDF handouts to give to the protesters. And there's about 11 videos there, too, that support all the points that are made.
You don't? Why don't you? Why didn't you put this on Morph City?
I just have been so swamped. I'm going to do it. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to who do we have up here? Arthur in Georgia. Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Miss Rodden, Miss Anderson, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, this isn't what I actually called in on, but just to comment what you're talking about property. You want to see somebody come unglued. Tell somebody who is so tuned into the system and thinks that they're living in a free society that they don't own their car. I did that with my uncle a couple of weeks ago, and he liked to blew a gasket. But once I explained it to him, he understood what I was saying, and he was really mad. But you were talking earlier about vaccines and stuff like that. And Ms. Rodden, you mentioned how they they're going to have to reduce the population by 85%.
Right.
And this is a conversation I love having with people. And it's ironic that yesterday, over the past, my nephew just moved back home here about a month ago. And he got to talking to me, and this kid's like a sponge. Everything I throw at him, he just sucks it right up, and he can't get off the internet from all the research he's doing. So it's great. This kid's waking up. He's got buddies he's talking to. He's getting them together, and it seems to be working really good in that arena. But yesterday I was over at one of his buddies' house, and we got to talking about this very issue. And I started I was telling him about vaccines and eugenics and things like that. And what I thought was ironic was during this discussion. It's ironic. I was talking about this yesterday because during this discussion, I also mentioned Bill Gates at the TED convention back in February this year.
Right. Yeah, I had just met. Yeah, what I was referring to a little while ago on the show. Yes. Right.
Yeah, and what was his quote? The world's population is currently at 6.2 billion, and that was very rapidly moving toward 9 billion. But if we do a good job with vaccines, healthcare services, and reproductive healthcare, we can reduce that number by 15%. That sounds an awful lot like depopulation to me.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there.
Yeah, I have a comment about that, too. You know, there's all this hysteria about overpopulation, and the UN got nailed on it so hard, you know, because it doesn't grow exponentially. There's a UN document that says in 2050, the population is estimated to will be at 9 billion. And in the year 2300, the population will be around 9 billion.
Yeah, please.
So it plateaus. So all this hysteria over, oh, my God, it's just going to be exponential, and, you know, you're not going to be able to walk 2 feet without bumping into somebody, is not true.
No, of course none of it's true. It's just about deceiving people and controlling them. It's not it's nothing based on fact. These people are, certified liars.
Yeah,
got a degree in it. Anyway, Arthur, I want to thank you for calling. We are going to grab Pat in Indiana. Hi, Pat.
Calling because we have a documentary of Professor Eric Pianca in Beaumont, Texas. He's in Lamar University. He said on that he made a thesis, and he was speaking to professors and scientists there. He says that people think they're humans.
Hang on 1 second,
okay.
Pat. Hang on, because we got to go to a quick break. 3 minutes, everybody. We will return. Don't go away. Hang in there, Kevin. We're going to get to you as well. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and my guest today is Cassandra Anderson from Morph City, and website is morphcity.com. Go ahead, Pat. We're starting to say something, so please go right ahead.
Yes. Professor Bianca in Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas, he wrote a thesis about AIDS and Ebola. But he said people think they're humans, but they're not. They're just bacteria, and they don't have the right to live on the face of this earth. We tried AIDS, but it didn't work fast enough, so we need a good airborne Ebola, and that should do the job. And the people, the professors and the scientists, ran up to the podium and hugged him and kissed him and gave him a great applaud, and it just amazes me. These are professors and scientists. Is this what they want for this world?
Pat, well, could you say his name again? Because I'd like to
Professor Eric. Eric. Just went blank. I can't think of it. Professor Eric Pianca. Pianca.
Okay, I definitely looked that up.
Yeah, and Lamar University. In fact, we even have a video of that guy.
What's the university, Lamar?
Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas.
Okay.
And, you know, I could even send you a copy if you want
Yeah,
one.
Send me. Yeah, would you please?
Yeah, I will. And I'll just call you back and find out your address, and I'll send it to you.
Well, you can email. Can you email it to me?
I don't have a computer, but our kids do. Yeah, we could do it that way.
Okay. Well, yeah, email it to me if you would,
yeah,
please.
Alan Stang, I don't know if you remember him. He wrote the book on communism. He's the one that had him on his had that on his radio, and then later we saw him on TV, and we got that too. But that's the mindset of these professors and scientists, you know, and it makes you almost ill to think about it because, but I do know the Word of God, and I know they're not going to get 85%. They're going to get a one-third, and that's it. And then God's going to come.
Yeah, well.
So,
I know.
Thanks be to God.
I know. It's a good thing.
Because God's
going to
cut
huh?
the time short, yeah.
Yeah, good thing, because it's sure as hell is coming. Our hell is certainly on its way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, already I'm growing a natural garden, and we're canning our food, and I make my own bread. We get the cow's milk and make our own butter, and we burn wood. You know, we're trying to get back into the old way that we know that we lived when we were younger. So people's just going to have to start learning now because it's coming real. It's already here, but it's getting worse every day.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thanks for calling, Pat.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. And email that to me if you would, please.
Bye.
I just found it online. I can email it to you, Maggie.
Oh, did you? Okay. All right.
I found an article, and then you can just go from there. Yeah.
Okay. Cassandra, do you have anything you want to throw in? And we've got another caller we can take, whatever you'd like to say.
Let's just take the caller.
Okay.
Go
okay.
There.
Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Australia.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Maggie.
Hey, hi. How are you, Kevin?
And it's Cassandra, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Cassandra. Okay, you said you were having trouble with PDF. I'll give you a little hint here.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
All right. If you want to create PDF files from any other file format, you can get a program which is called PDF Creator. It's actually free.
Okay, I'll look into that.
I think you download it from a place called SourceForge, but anyway, you can do a search on it. It's called PDF Creator. Now, it's a great program. I've used it for some years, so you'll be able to do it. You know, make as many PDFs as you like. It works great. It places everything in the right place. And it's free.
Well, you can't ask for more than that, right?
And effectively, how you use it, let's just say you had a document up in, for example, Microsoft Word, and you want to turn that to PDF. What you'd basically do is you'd hit print, and then you would select the PDF creator instead of the printer, and you'd basically hit print and save, save the file, and away you go. You've got it. It's great, and I recommend it, and so grab it. But anyway.
Was there something else you wanted to comment on, Kevin?
No. That's why I rang, but I thought I'd put that in because if that can help you without expense, well, I'm glad to point you in the right direction.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, down to the nitty-gritty. I was out to dinner tonight with a pastor, and a number of people from his church. There was about half a dozen people there. And, 9/11 came up. Now, I didn't expect any of these people to understand anything about 9/11, but a lady was telling me that the Twin Towers were turned into dust, and after they had fallen down, there were no buildings there, and the dust was, you know, out in the bay and in the surrounding streets. So she was well aware that the buildings were blown to pieces and just didn't fall down. They spoke about the war on terror. They spoke about Obama. A 15-minute expose was read out, you know, about the family of Obama. I was just sitting there in amazement at these people who had such a good knowledge of what was going on. But, you know, I was just gobsmacked, and I thought, Boy, people are actually waking up. And, you know, it took me a long time to wake up. I was as thick as a brick, the same as most all of everybody else. And, you know, I started watching a show called Democracy Now! I think it comes out of New York. And when I first saw that show, I thought, boy, this is radical, you know. But it's not really radical. I mean, it's not till you get to this radio station and others that you start to hear some radical stuff, and when you start investigating it, you start to put the pieces together, and then, you know, the plot thickens, and finally you realize, you know, what the game is all about. and what eugenics is all about, and what, you know, what the end game is. And you think to yourself, thank God for broadcasting stations like Republic Radio. I mean, there are others, but I think the pick of the bunch is definitely this one.
Well, thank you for that, but I want to say that what we're saying isn't radical. We're telling the truth. The lies are what's radical. That crap, that whole matrix crap, the blue pillar, the red pill, they're the ones who are radical because they're the ones who are lying to you. We're just exposing their lies.
Very true, Maggie, but when you first hear it, like I was exposed to some of this stuff, you know, I've understood what was going on for, you know, at least 5 or 6 years now. But before that, if I had have just kind of tuned into the radio station, I would think, who are these people and what are they talking about? They're all crazy. But you know what? It's only after you begin to find the truth for yourself and line up the dots and start investigating, and you think, well, is that right or is that fibs or is it the truth? And you start investigating it. One of the gentlemen this evening was telling me about the Pentagon, the plane that supposedly flew into the Pentagon. And he was telling me that the hole in the side of the building went through multi layers of wall like a giant-sized torpedo. And he explained to me that it wasn't an aircraft at all because there were no, you know, landing marks on the greenery outside the Pentagon. He actually had it pretty well down pat. He knew exactly what was going on. He knew that it was a big scam and it was all about starting wars in every part of the globe and basically taking over the mineral wealth of every little country that you could sort of smash and take over.
Yeah.
And extort.
Yeah.
They knew all about it. And you know what? These people are just ordinary people. Actually, they're retirement age. And I just couldn't believe the things that they were coming out with. They knew. They knew that the government was after their retirement money. They knew that that the government wanted to steal their property. They knew a little bit about Agenda 21. And I was thinking to myself, boy, you know, you've just got to keep it up. Even when you think that you're banging your head against a brick wall, you've got to keep
banging.
Going.
Yeah.
You can't go into agreement with these crooks. I mean,
well, you know, I want to throw something in here, Kevin. A friend of mine, well, William Taylor Ryle, who I have on once a week, who talks about the Constitution, and that had written a brief for one of the counties here in Pennsylvania, because the county lawyer and the county commissioners are trying to claim that they have attorney-client privilege. They don't have to tell the tax-paying citizens what it is they're up to. They're trying to claim that somehow they have attorney-client privilege, that they can't, when the taxpayers ask them what it is they're doing, they don't have to tell them. It's like such absolute nonsense. And, you know, this stuff is just so bizarre that these people come up with. Just how outrageous it is should make you step back and say, wait a second here, what the hell is this? This doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, exactly. And the people are waking up. I mean, the amount of, the number of people that ring into the different shows. I mean, I listen to the radio station quite often, and the input that the regular people that do call in have, boy, they've got a real good understanding of what's going on and how they're being, I never used a bad word, how they're being taken advantage of. You know, it's, but you know what? Let's just say, I had a thought this morning, and I thought,
well,
let's
make
just
it
say
quick,
the,
Kevin, because we're going to break, so finish your thought quickly.
Okay. Let's just say Ron Paul became so strong that he actually got in. Now, they... The music.
Hurry up.
All right.
Listen, Kevin, I want to thank you for calling. We're going to go to break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. And you can call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest today is Cassandra Anderson. MorphCity.com is her website. So, anyway, Cassandra, what else shall we talk about today? What do you have in mind? Anything?
Kevin brought up Ron Paul. So, I took a brief look at his budget plan, you know, where he trims a million off the budget the first year in office, and, you know, the elimination of five government agencies, and one of them, this is my favorite, he wants to get rid of the Department of Interior. And somebody criticized that and said, oh, but what about all those wonderful national parks, and the states will just take those over and, you know, do God knows what to them. Well, here's what people don't realize is that about a third of our country is owned, and I'm going to use the word owned. They say they manage it, but if you tell people what they can and can't do with the land and they're not allowed on it,
exactly.
All these restrictions and rules, or as G. Edward points out, try to sell your piece. You know, if the people own it, try and sell your piece of that national park, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the federal government owns a third of our country, and it's mostly in the western states. And how that happened was Wayne Hage wrote a great book called Storm Over Rangelands. It's out of print now. But people were moving out west and settling out here. And the railroad and banking magnates, they didn't like that. They wanted to keep the power center on the east coast. and they wanted to own everything. So what did they do? They went to Teddy Roosevelt, and they said, we need conservationism. And so he came up with the Antiquities Act and some other stuff. And so we've got all these national parks, and you know, the land has just been taken over, and it's, I think it's in 16 states. I believe that California is about 40% owned. Nevada is nearly 90% government owned, which is why I believe, you know, we've got all the nuclear testing and dumping of nuclear waste out there because, you know, the feds own it. So anyway, if the states were able to take that land back, how awesome would that be?
Yeah, it would be excellent.
Yeah, the problem here, though, is people are not paying enough attention to who they're electing as governor. The governor has so much power, and in fact, he can reject, you know, all federal programs that are not constitutional, but none of them are doing it. I see some promise in Utah Governor Gary Herbert, who's done a few things, you know, like they've got the gold and silver. They made that legal tender there, which was great. And, you know, a few other things that are really good. But, you know, it's not, it needs to gain steam a lot harder and a lot faster.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you mentioned Nevada. I had Sheriff Tony DeMaio, who was on my show just last week, I think it was.
I love him. I made that video with him. He's great.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And he truly is a constitutional sheriff, and he understands what the role of the sheriff is. And I know he helped out Wayne Hage when Mr. Hage was alive. And, you know, it's just a sad thing, Cassandra, that our nation has come to this, where these types of things are, this assault on people's property rights is taking place all around the country. And, of course, it's going on all around the world. I mean, you know, I have a buddy down in Australia. I know Kevin hails from Australia, the caller we just had. But a friend of mine down in Australia talks about how, you know, that you're not allowed to pick up the you know, sticks on the side of the road in certain areas. And, you know, it's just nonsense. It's just absolutely nonsense. And I just always wonder to myself every day, Cassandra, I just wonder what day it is that the American people are going to finally say they've had enough of these crooks.
Well, it's funny that you mention that, because when I first started waking up, ironically, it was I go to this restaurant sometimes and I'll have a drink first, and I was talking to my bartender.
You have a drink before you go to the website? Is that what you said, or
no,
a restaurant?
The restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant. And I was talking to the bartender, and I said, Bob, what is it going to take? And he goes, no, they're not going to wake up until they get hurt. Well, people are starting to get hurt now, and so I think that's why we see the massive awakening.
Yeah, well, we need more people to do stuff, though. That's the biggest problem I run across, Cassandra, is getting people to actually do something.
Yeah.
And
well,
not just pay it lip service, but to physically do something.
Is the you know, education comes first, then, you know, people that are willing to take action and do take action. You know, like somebody signs a petition and they think they've done a good thing. And it's like, well, here's a little tip for you. It winds up in the round file.
Yeah, I know it.
And,
they don't even read it.
The only petitions that I sign are for things that I support that are going to go on a ballot. And that's it, because so many of these environmental agencies and what have you are controlled. They're funded by the opposition, and they're working.
Well, yeah, exactly. They
interest.
All. Yeah, it's all a big con.
Yeah, and so you're right. Taking action. It takes more than just signing a petition. Get out there and educate. You know, if you can't do anything else, you know, get it. Find an article that, you know, that explains things, and send that to people. You know, go out there and talk to people, because, oh, I did want to mention this. Do you know what the number one way to market something is? The number one marketing
point? No idea, but hold on, Cassandra, because we've got to go to break, so tell us when we come back.
Okay.
We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Cassandra Anderson from Morph City is my guest, morphcity.com. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Take your army to the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out. Take special care of those ruby sippers. I want those most of all. Now fly! Fly!
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and my guest today is Cassandra Anderson, MorphCity.com. So when we went to break, Cassandra, you just started to tell us something, but we had to go to break real quick. So what were you going to say?
Right. Well, the number one marketing tool is a better word, is word of mouth. That's why it is so important for people to share information and let their friends, family, everyone know what's going on, because if a friend's telling you something, you're far more apt to listen. And, you know, pass along articles, you know, have them tune into your show, things like this. And then, you know, as people become educated, then there's, you know, all kinds of effective action that can be taken, you know, whether it's on a local level or supporting Ron Paul on a national level. You know, whatever it is, there's so much to be done, so it's time to get busy. You know? You're exactly right. You know, people need to take action. And, you know, having it organized, that's what really makes the difference. You know, a group of people that becomes organized, you know, that's how change happens. You know, the Margaret Mead quote, I know you know what I'm talking about, something about a small group of people. It's the only thing that has ever, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
And I can't quote it verbatim. But
yeah. So anyway, you know, whether it's talking to people, you know, in the economy, I think, to me, the two best topics to talk to people about are the economy. And it can explain the phony banking system and unemployment. You know, the reason why we have unemployment is, you know, heavy government regulations, permitting. I think it was back in the 1950s, one in 20 people needed some sort of permit to do their, you know, to perform their occupation, their chosen occupation. Now it's one in three people need a permit or a license. I mean,
yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. And then talk about zoning and all that stuff. I mean, people, if they can get involved on the local level, it's effective to go in and get involved in your city and county council. In fact, there's so much power locally. And then, of course, the state, people are not paying enough attention to their state elections. And that's where the real power is. It absolutely is right there. In fact, there's something interesting going on right now in California. The first and only time that a state has ever told the Supreme Court, well, that's a great ruling, you know, we appreciate your opinion, and we're going to do what we're going to do anyway, so, you know, there you go.
What was it in regards to?
Medical marijuana, 2005.
Oh, okay.
And this is interesting because this ties in with Obamacare. I read an article about, I don't know, a month and a half ago or so, and retired Justice Stevens came out and said, oh, yeah, when Obamacare goes to the Supreme Court, you know, it's probably going to be deemed to be constitutional based on the California ruling. Well, the feds told California you can't do medical marijuana. It violates federal law. It's not constitutional law, but it's federal law. And unconstitutional federal laws do not supersede state constitutional laws. The state supersedes when it has a constitutional law. So, you know, California just told the feds, well, that's great. You can say whatever you want. We're not going to listen because, you know, we're going to do it this way. This is what the people want. And same thing with the Supreme Court. So anyway, Stevens said, well, you know, based on this California ruling, you know, Obamacare will more than likely be ruled to be constitutional. Anyway, long story short, what they're doing now here in California is they're closing down marijuana dispensaries because they want to keep that illusion alive. The feds are closing them down by forfeiture. They're going to take away, like, let's say someone's a landowner and they rent space to a dispensary. The feds are going to go in and take their land and building.
Yeah.
Because they have to keep that illusion alive in order to continue on. That the states are subservient to federal law, and it's an illusion and it's false.
Yeah, I know.
When it's unconstitutional, it's completely false. So states can reject all of this bad, all these bad federal laws, and so people should get really involved because it was just last year there were 37 governors that were elected. And, you know, none of them are good. You know, I hold a little hope out for Utah, but that's it. And so people need to get very involved and vote for the Liberty candidate. Vote for the one that's constitutional. Don't go with your party. They've been lying to you, you know, for generations now. Where's that gotten you?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. People get so sucked into these labels, and they just think they're so sucked into, oh, you know, it's the Democrats are for the little guy and the Republicans are for big business. And they're both for multinational corporations and fascism. It's just a big lie. They just market their message differently, but it's the same hustle. Just comes
exactly
with a different
true.
Colored bow.
Yeah, well said.
That's all.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. It
yeah,
really
and,
does.
And getting through that right-left paradigm is
very hard.
Know, it's very difficult. You know, like, people support Herman Cain, and I'm like, okay, great. His 999 tax plan is based on a video game. That came out a few weeks ago. He used to sit on the board of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank. You know, whose side do you think he's on?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And Ron Paul called him out on that. And you know, that Kane was, you know, calling people ignorant who wanted to audit the Federal Reserve. And he said, you could just call, and he denied it there at the debate, but there's a video, audio recording, you know, where he's saying, oh, you don't need to audit it. You can just call the Federal Reserve and get all the information you need to know and get it off
please.
Their website.
Well, he had also claimed that it wasn't a privately held corporation, that it was just a lie, because I saw a video of him saying that as well. I mean, come on, the guy was the head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. I would think when you get into that position that the movers and shakers behind that, the gangsters who run the game, I think you probably have a good idea of who these schmucks are. If you don't, then you're a damn fool that you didn't do a little research on who you were getting in bed with. This, you know.
There you go. Again, well said. Yeah, and then, you know, Rick Perry, Gardasil guy, you know, and Bilderberger. It's, you know, supported the NAFTA superhighway until just a few people, got after him. And he's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, put a stop on this. But he's just delayed it.
Well, they just lied to us, and the people buy this crap. Oh, isn't he handsome? Oh, he's got nice hair. Oh, his wife is pretty. Please, does the fact that he's married to a pretty or a homely broad make any difference? Is that going to do anything for you one way or another? Please, I just can't. Sometimes, Cassandra, I just can't take this hustle crap anymore. I was at a friend's house last night, and some friends of mine, and my one friend was saying, he said, I can't watch this, the mainstream media news or any of these shows anymore. He said, I just spend my time watching YouTube videos. I'm getting a lot more information off of YouTube than I ever did out of Fox or any of these other jokers out there. And really, it's the truth. It's people like you putting together videos and putting stuff out there that people are being educated by. It isn't anything that these jokers who play us all for fools. That's the bigger tragedy, really, is are we all such fools?
I know, and you know, to bring up the education thing again, you know, frankly, Maggie, I had never read the Constitution before a few years ago.
Well, nobody else did either, Cassandra, so you're not alone. You're just honest enough to admit it. Nobody else did either.
You know, and then when you read it, it's like, oh, really?
You know? Yeah, right?
It's exciting, you know? And that's why, you know, I really recommend people, you know, listen to Ron Paul. Watch, like you were saying, go on YouTube, watch his videos. He's awesome, you know? It's the Constitution inside now. Tony DiMeo, he's incredible. You know, I did a video with him, I think, about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. He's such an amazing guy. And he was saying that, you know, he's from New Jersey originally, and the cops there had to learn the Constitution. That's how he knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all states should be doing that. These cops should know the Constitution. With, you know, all the things that are going on with the cop brutality and, you know,
hey.
It's...
Yeah, definitely. We've got a caller out of Nevada, ironically enough. We have Marilyn on the line with us. Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Okay. Hi. Great show, Maggie.
Thanks. And how are you doing there, Kim?
Cassandra. Hi.
Hi.
Listen, that Herman Cain, I didn't even know, before I even knew that he was believing in the Federal Reserve, I heard the first Fox debate by chance. I don't have that on very often, but I saw it, and I was so angry because somebody said, oh, do you think it's okay to use torture down in these, you know, to the so-called Muslim terrorists, you know, that are in Guantanamo? And so he said, of course, he says, those people wanted to kill us all, he said. What an idiot. So, but, I mean, you know, it was so unintelligent to express himself that way, even if he believed it, but about 9/11. And I just thought, you know, that the way we've turned these right-wingers have turned into these Christian, you know, people that want to go to war, it's just amazing. I got a little tongue-tied here. I get so angry when I think about Herman Cain. That motivated me because the next day he was coming to speak in Vegas. And I got a couple of the 9/11 guys I could get together, and we went and confronted him. And we asked him, by then I had watched YouTubes, and I saw him talking about the Federal Reserve. And he gets down there, he was up on stage, and he kneels down and he looks at us and he said, you know, when people ask me that, I tell them, now what would we replace it with? Like, yeah. He's so smart. But anyway.
And yeah, like it would be so difficult to replace it, please.
Yeah.
The same thing that existed over 100 years ago, no central bank and gold-backed money. There you go.
So without even this Federal Reserve issue, I mean, you know, he's an idiot enough to talk about this torture of people. And you know, what good does a confession or and whatever information do? Any good? I mean, and, you know, don't you think there could be truth serums that might get more reliable information? And does anybody ever stop and think, well, are they going to retaliate when they have our men in custody in a foreign country, or are they going to want to get even for what we're doing to their people?
Well, that and you know, the whole game plan behind this is to make torture okay and get people indoctrinated into that. And, you know, just like the Patriot Act, that was originally for foreigners, but now who's that being turned against? That's right, U.S. citizens. And like this assassination thing, you know, the Ron Paul's the only guy speaking out against it.
Yeah, exactly. Marilyn, I will make another 30 seconds, Marilyn, and then I've got another caller I want to grab.
A good idea would be to call. You can get free conference calling a program like this one. You could invite your friends to, say, 7 o'clock Wednesday night, we're going to have a free conference call. Tune in. I'd like you to hear this information to get people acquainted with RBN and some of these subjects.
You know, Marilyn's someone that's taking action. Good job, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Marilyn. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah. Hello. My phone is. Oh, there we go. Can you hear me okay?
I can now. Go ahead.
Okay. In one sense, I would agree with Herman Cain, but not in the way he applies it. There is no need to audit the Fed. They do audit themselves. The problem is, we have it. You can't see it. Keep away, you know? So it's like what really needs to happen is without any warning whatsoever, we need to have some federal agents basically get a warrant that is not, there's no kind of telegraph in advance to let them know that we're coming where they can fix up a dummy. They may already have a dummy audit, internal audit, just to say, here it is, go away. Kind of like a robber bag is where people with money would carry a bag that had like cheap coins and lead weights that they could, if somebody held them up, they could give them that and say, oh, okay, I got your money. Wrong. Yeah, so you understand, we're in agreement that it is true that they audit themselves. They don't need so much to be audited. They need to be demanded lawfully to disclose their internal audits of where the money's going, right?
The transparency. Sure, absolutely.
Exactly. And that's the you know, it's like one thing I'll never forget is when I was reading a portion of The Creature from Jekyll Island. When the banksters were writing the Federal Reserve Act, he was putting in a number of oversights and regulations, as in making sure they didn't do anything untoward. And one of the other bankers said, well, wait a minute, why are you putting this in? This is the very stuff we're opposed to. I said, don't worry about it. This is just to get the bill to pass. Once it's passed, we'll just have them taken out. And that's basically what's happened ever since then, right?
Oh, yeah, well, they're not going to audit themselves, and they're going to cook the books. You don't think these people would tell the truth, do you? Why would they bother to tell the truth?
Well, the point is that they do audit themselves, and that's the reason why they know what they're doing is criminal.
Well, the whole thing is criminal, but they would never tell us the truth. It's a big joke.
So you agree with my point about the robber bag, about where when people that have money and are traveling, they'll have a little bag. It's got some cheap coins that somebody's robbing them. They throw that at them, kind of a distraction for the real money they have securely hidden somewhere else, right?
Yeah, Yeah, exactly.
We're on the same page. There needs to be full disclosure, not partial disclosure. And if you're going to waterboard somebody, the way I put it is, if you're going to waterboard somebody, waterboard Rumsfeld till he comes clean about the $2.3 trillion that Donald Rumsfeld announced missing the day before 9/11. And Phil Gingrey, you know, I've written a document demanding the body of evidence that we were promised that Bin Laden, that supposedly proved that Bin Laden carried out 9/11. And at a town hall meeting, I pointed out, you have by default admitted that you have not got any body of evidence that Bin Laden carried out 9/11. And there is no way to steal $2.3 trillion without having international bankers directly involved.
I want to thank you, Mark. I think I'm hearing the cue music. Yep, we're going to break. Thanks for calling, Mark. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody, for the final segment. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Maggie Rodden, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest today, Cassandra Anderson, I will link to her website, which is morphcity.com, on mine under the tab entitled podcast, so go there and look. Lots of great information on my website anyway, and especially a tab that I have on there entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Tons of info on there that you need to really check out, so please do that. We've only got a couple more minutes left. Cassandra, do you have a couple final points you'd like to throw in before the fat lady sings on this deal for another day?
Well, just back to unemployment. It's caused by government overregulation, and, you know, it's time to reel back on that. And the Agenda 21 part of that is through the World Trade Organization. You know, it's fooling around with our markets, and essentially the United States ceded over its power, and it's the one constitutional form of taxation that the federal government has, their tariffs, and, you know, and in this case specifically on import-export, and they ceded that power over to the United Nations World Trade Organization. So it's time to get out of the United Nations, you know,
yeah, well,
stop supporting all of that nonsense.
I would agree, and a website to look at for information on all financial-related things was the late Joan Vion's website, which is still up there, which is Women's Group, I think. I'm not sure if it's womensgroup.org
right.
or .com. I don't know. But if anybody listening Googles Joan Vion, V-E-O-N, she was knew finances like the back of her hand and knew all about what these people were doing to us here all over the world with the World Trade Organization and the central banks and the Bank of International Settlements and the big con that it all is, because it's one big con. And the joke is on all of us, right?
Yeah, and it's not very funny, Maggie. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. That's
yeah,
why we gotta do something.
Right, right. You know, and it just takes some, you know, like Marilyn, she got up off her sofa and went out and confronted Herman Cain. You know,
yeah.
It's like you got to get out there and get active. It would have been nice if she'd made a video and shared that with people, you know. And
well, maybe she will.
Maybe
Marilyn,
she did.
If you're
yeah.
listening, maybe she will next time. You never know.
Yeah. You know, that's awesome. Get up and take some action. Get up and you know, confront these people. And, you know, and again, city and county councils, they've got a lot of power. The state is really the ultimate authority. You
yeah,
know, our country was created with 50 little countries united together. It's not, you know, and they've got so much power. So really start taking or paying attention to what's going on in your state, particularly when elections come around, and go for the constitutional candidate.
I agree. Cassandra, I want to thank you for coming on with me again today. I always enjoy it. Come back soon, will you?
Thank you so much, Maggie. I really appreciate it. Oh, and can
Thanks.
I just say one other thing?
Sure, and please, quickly.
Okay, please look up the Liberty Action Kit to educate people about what's going on with our economy.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Anderson, morphcity.com is her website. She has been my guest for the last 2 hours. Listen, everybody, got to get into the fight. We say that all the time. I say it, I don't know, probably at least once a day, maybe even twice or three times. I don't know. I'm not keeping score. But I do know I reiterate those words over and over and over again. Listen, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Listen, chin up, everybody. We got people like Cassandra Anderson in the world who are fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. I won't allow it. Listen, another great show follows mine. Deanna Spingola is up next, and I'll return tomorrow. And you know the sun's going to come up. It always does. Take care, everybody.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.